confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
This is more patriotic than most things that are patriotic because it's the game. Are you smarter than Katie? Just in time for the 4th of July. Here we are.
Oh, okay. There's no more to that. Good.
Oh, my God. Good morning, Angie.
Good morning.
You're caller 17. Congratulations. And jackpot is up to $160 for Are You Smarter Than Katie? How about that? Wow. And I got five questions dealing with news and pop culture. We'll see how many you get right and how many she gets right. And winner gets the money. Are you ready to play?
I am.
All righty. Is it Angie or Angela?
Angela.
Why did I call you Angie? Kevin, why did I call her Angie? Did you call her Angie?
No.
I guess you and I are just very familiar, Angela. Okay, here we go. Brought to you by Garden of Eden Restaurants. Three locations, one in Auburn, two in Roseville. Question one. The Supreme Court, in a 6-3 ruling along party lines, ruled that presidents do have criminal immunity for official acts, but then they didn't say what an official act is. This basically puts a president above all laws. And even Justice Sotomayor gave a dire warning in her dissent about what this will do to our country. Which president broke the law with the Watergate scandal? Three seconds.
Man, I was hoping you'd give multiple choice.
Three, two.
Reagan.
Okay. Question two. The U.S. has chosen Quincy Wilson to represent us on the Olympic relay team, making him the youngest person to ever be an American track and field Olympian. He just turned 16 and is only a junior in high school, but has broken world records. Which of the following is not a track and field event? Hammer throw, shot put, or the long leap?
Long leap.
Okay. Question three. Jamie Foxx is teasing us yet again with what was wrong with him and landed him in the hospital for a year. He said it all started with a headache, but then stopped short by saying what it actually was because he's going to do it in a comedy special. I'm over this. True or false, Jamie Foxx has never won an Oscar.
False.
Question four. Ava Longoria is going to be in the 4th season of Only Murders in the Building on Hulu and starring alongside Meryl Streep. Well, she did an ancestry dive on herself, and it turns out she's related to Meryl Streep and not even that far back. What country was Ava Longoria born in? Was it Mexico, America, or Cuba?
Cuba.
And question five, there are signs that have gone viral on social media that went up all over San Francisco warning thieves that stolen goods must remain below $950. And people are saying this is Governor Gavin Newsom's new law that allows people to steal up to that amount with no consequence. Well, that is not true. The signs state the amount for which stealing becomes a felony, and this was also not Gavin Newsom's law. It was a prop. If you stole $950 worth of stuff from three stores, how much is that?
$2,850.
Wow. All right. Kevin, please go get Katie. We're live on Instagram, by the way, like always, End1065. And Angela, where are we off to this morning?
I'm off to work.
Off to work. All right. Where is that?
Off Auburn Boulevard.
Is this going to be your last day of the week, or do you have to work tomorrow and Thursday and Friday?
I have to work tomorrow and Friday. I'm off Thursday.
All right. That's a bummer. All right.
I know.
Angela, you're now on hold. Katie, you ready?
Yeah.
All right. Here we go. Question one. Supreme Court, in a 6-3 party line ruling, ruled that presidents do have criminal immunity for official acts, but then they didn't say what an official act was. And this basically does put a president above all laws. Did you see what Justice Sotomayor wrote in her dissent?
No.
It's terrifying.
Okay.
Which president broke the law with the Watergate scandal?
Richard M. Nixon.
Yeah. Richard Milhouse Nixon.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Oh.
Who is now exonerated by the Supreme Court ruling?
Well, I don't know about all that, but...
They could easily have made the case for why it was considered an official act.
Right, but it wasn't an official duty as president. Official act has to be an official act of as duty as president.
Right, but that could be litigated.
Well, okay.
Question two. The U.S. has chosen Quincy Wilson to represent us on the Olympic relay team, making him the youngest person ever to be on the American track and field team. He just turned 16. He's a junior in high school, but he's already broken world records.
What?
Yeah, crazy. It's the hormones in the milk, guys.
Yeah.
Which of the following is not a track and field event? The hammer throw, the shot put, or the long leap?
The long leap.
That's right. Question three, Jamie Foxx is teasing us yet again with what was wrong with him, and we're almost out of cares for this.
Almost?
He said it all started with a headache, but then he stopped short by saying what was actually wrong with him because he's going to do it in a comedy special.
Okay.
Jamie, we're done caring.
Also, is this comedy special? Because we better get to it quick.
Yeah. True or false, Jamie Foxx has never won an Oscar. That's correct.
Ray?
Yeah, he won for Ray.
Yeah.
Question four, Ava Longoria is going to be in the fourth season of Only Murders in the Building, starring with Meryl Streep. Now, Ava Longoria did an ancestry dive on herself, and it turns out she is actually related to Meryl Streep and not that far back.
Wow.
They are cousins.
That's cool.
What country was Ava Longoria born in? Is it Mexico, America, or Cuba?
I think she's American.
She is. She's born in Texas. And question five, there are signs that have gone viral on social media that went up all over San Francisco warning thieves that stolen goods must remain below $950. And people are saying that this is Governor Gavin Newsom's new law that allows people to steal up to that amount with no consequences. That is fake news. The signs actually state the amount for which stealing becomes a felony.
But it doesn't say on there, after this, it becomes a felony.
No, it doesn't.
It's worded so poorly.
They're not worded very well,
no.
But a simple Google search will tell you what the signs actually mean.
I understand, but simply wording the sign more smartly seems like we could have accomplished that same thing.
It also wasn't Gavin Newsom's law.
Right. Still, the whole thing is like, guys, come on.
If you stole $950 worth of stuff from three different stores, how much is that?
Okay.
$1,950?
Ooh. $2,850. What did I do wrong?
What's
three times
nine? Three times nine? 9, 18, 21.
No.
9, 18, 27.
Seven.
27.
There
we go.
Okay.
I thought it was
18. Angela, are you there?
Why is that funny?
We now interrupt this wake-up call fight to bring you the final score for Are You Smarter Than Katie? And it is Angela 3, Katie 4.
Oh,
Katie wins. Doing her patriotic
duty.
You're
right. 2 times 9 is 18.
Is 18.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to add $20 to the jackpot. Angela, what is it that you want to tell us?
Today, I am not smarter than Katie.
No, not today.
Today.
Not today. But thank you so much. And we hope you had a lot of fun playing. Coming up.